Good evening, Shackley family. This is Master Coordinator Matt Paddock talking to you tonight from Wisconsin, and want to welcome you guys to our weekly Fast Track conference call. We think this is a fantastic place for all of us to be able to come together and hear from the best of the best in the Shackley field, both new Fast Track business builders and our seasoned Shackley business leaders. And we love to hear from them to gain a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of motivation, so that we can be fueled up and plugged in to maximize ourselves and have a great Shackley week. And this week will be awesome, just like all the rest. I'm very, very fortunate to have a good friend and fellow Wisconsinite, Laura Toso, with us. Laura is a senior coordinator from Madison, Wisconsin. Laura and I work a lot together in the Madison City Group, and she's just a fantastic individual, great friend, very, very, very strong business leader who leads by example, has a lot of passion for what Shackley's done in her life. We're going to hear a little bit about that tonight, and I want to welcome Laura to the call. Laura, how are you doing?
Hey, Matt. It's great to be on with you. Thank you.
Well, very cool. Well, I think we're going to have a great time, Laura. I know we will. Regardless if anyone else has fun, I know you and I will. And,
absolutely.
But before we get moving, I know your story really well, but someone that's new on the call tonight may not. Can you share a little bit about how you got involved with Shackley and kind of what you're so excited about as we're moving forward?
Sure. Well, I first found out about Shackley when I had a newborn, and I was looking for baby-safe and earth-safe products to use, you know, in my family. And fortunately, a new friend introduced me to the Shackley products, and I just totally fell in love with them, and I felt like they were the perfect fit for me with being a new mom and wanting to make a really safe home for my family, and you know, finding this company that had such a deep commitment to living in harmony with nature and good health, it just fits so beautifully with my personal attitudes and values, and I was just thrilled to find this company. So I when I first found Shackley, I went back to work after my maternity leave as an audiologist, and I lasted in that position for about a year after my baby was born. But my heart was really pulling me to be at home with her, and I wanted to figure out a way to do that. And so about a year later, I decided to quit my job and be at home and start a Shackley business, so that I could have the flexibility and freedom to be with my family. So I really had a ton of fun just jumping in, sharing my passion and excitement with other people and showing them how Shackley could benefit their families, both with the products and financially. And, you know, it was really awesome how I was able to quickly grow and replace my other income in a fairly short amount of time, working part-time with Shackley. And then I did have more kids. I had twin boys about a year later, and I was so thankful that by the time they were born, I was fully home-based and able to really have the time with them, while still having my business on the side. So this has been 16 wonderful, wonderful years I'm very grateful to have had with Shackley. And going forward, I just have a real drive to keep helping other people experience the same kind of benefits that I've been able to experience and my family has had, you know, because of my choice to develop this business.
But you have a very well-rounded, well-encompassing Shackley story, don't you? Because I think, you know, and maybe most people do, but you really, you know, had a need. There couldn't be a better fit for you than Shackley based on the you know, right away. You know, it wasn't just that you needed money or you needed this. It was just a well-encompassing company, philosophy, products, compensation, lifestyle, you know, kind of all was an all-in-one package for you right away, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's a really great way to kind of sum up what Shackley meant for me from the beginning, that that I really saw the philosophy and felt a connection with that. And, you know, and at the same time, I wanted to be doing something of value in addition to being a stay-at-home mom. And I'm just really so appreciative that I found this, because I don't know what else I could be doing that would be as satisfying and just all around cover so many bases, like you mentioned. So
That's all. Yes. No, I think it's the power of our story that drives all of us, and I think just hearing that, and I know a lot of people on the call tonight are going to be able to relate to that, and it's very encouraging because there's so many Matt and Megan Paddocks and Laura Tosos out there that have a need for what we want, just like you did 16 years ago. So that's a fantastic story. Well, very cool. Let's do this, Laura. Our topic tonight is, I think, the most important one. Sometimes it's some people may think it's spoken into the ground, you know, really gets covered a lot. Some people maybe think it doesn't get covered enough. I'm one of those people. I could always talk about the topic of dreams, visions, and goals. Every time you see any success on the Shackley website or across the stage or anyone talks about their success, they never talk about, you know, the way I got to where I got to be. You know, for you, Laura, getting to a place where you're making more in your part-time business than you were in your full-time job, I'm sure it wasn't because of a complete knowledge of the catalog or the fact that you knew every number in the compensation plan or you knew exactly how to approach every single person or how to invite and present. But really, you know, the driver of that was what you wanted and what you needed through your dreams, vision, and goals. So tonight we're going to hit this topic, which again I think will be absolutely fantastic, and I know you have a lot of experience with that. I've seen your team in action, and you know, whether we're down in Chicago or at the convention or you know in Madison or the Citigroup, and I just see the way you guys operate, very, very professional, very focused, very encouraging, and very caring. And the first question I'll ask you is, why do you think preaching this topic of dreams, vision, and goals is so important to building a quality business?
Okay, well, I really completely agree with you that this topic never gets old. You know, whether we've been in Shackley for a long time or whether we're new to Shackley, it's a really critical piece of the business, taking some time to really reflect on what your goals are, what your vision is, what are your dreams. And I feel like it's so important because once you've identified some of the things that you really want to happen, that's what's going to keep you going, you know, in the good times and in the rougher times. You know, when we have our dreams to remind ourselves of, you know, that helps fuel our passion and our excitement for sharing with other people. And I also feel like it's just as important to help keep us going then when we do meet some no's or some obstacles, when we can go back and revisit, why am I doing this? You know, why am I in this and committed to this? And let that drive you through and cope with that and realize, okay, that person just wasn't ready yet. I'm going to move on to the next because there's another person who really wants and needs what Shackley has to offer. And so I feel like it's really critical. And it's an exciting part of our business where we really get to just open ourselves up and dream about what do we want to happen in our lives and with our families and, you know, and how fast do we want to get there? What's your individual timeline going to be like, you know, and who do you want to help along the way? Those are just really awesome things to think about and dream about, and I feel like it really is that connection that grounds us and also at the same time propels us to keep going in this business when we've identified those things.
Yeah, it's interesting that you went right into, you know, dealing with obstacles, and I think that's because you a lot of people kind of front-end it. Well, you know, it's what you want that drives you, and that's good. But it's important for us to understand that we're going to deal with an unusual situation. A lot of times when you work in a job, even sometimes when you're a quote-unquote salesperson, you're still getting paid by the hour, and whether somebody says yes or no, it doesn't matter because you're still going to get paid anyway. We're here, you know, yeses and noes, you know, do matter, and yet they don't matter, you know, as long as we understand the law of averages and those numbers. But when we understand that this business is very simple and not always easy and that there are going to be obstacles to change, that's why we love this call. I know, Laura, you love this call. I love this call because it allows everyone on our team, everyone in the Shackley family, to be able to each week hear these things so that when they go out and they talk to mom, brother, sister, cousin, friend, coworker, whatever, and maybe they're not interested or maybe they give you a maybe, that we can understand what's going to propel us to move forward. And I'm really, really glad that you put forward. The one thing that I wanted to add is I think, and we talk a lot about this a lot with our team, one of the biggest challenges with building a Shaklee business is that if you do nothing, nothing bad happens to you. You know, there's no storefront, mm-hmm. there's no rent. A lot of those things that we're so grateful not to have to deal with is sometimes what maybe forces people to do their businesses, whether they start a lawn mowing business or a construction business. You know, they have that overhead that they have to deal with and have to work towards. But, you know, it really comes back to our needs, our wants, our dreams, visions, and goals are the ultimate thing that will allow us to move forward. So fantastic mm-hmm. job hitting that in our why of why are we actually talking about this tonight and almost each and every day and each and every week and each and every month. And this is the conversation that we want to have with others. So in that, Laura, I know for me, even with our opportunity presentations, I almost spend at least a third to a half the time, and you've heard, you know, a lot of them up in Madison, on people. You know, not about Shaklee, not about Dr. Shaklee, not about Roger, not about our products or how we get paid, but a lot of it's spent on them, about their needs and their wants to allow them to move forward. What do you do with your team? What do you do in your presentations to foster these principles to duplicate in your organization?
Okay, well, great question, Matt. And I feel like this is one of, you know, the most important things that we can work on when we're developing our businesses. And I love to go through some suggestions with my team, you know, whether I'm meeting with them in a group or one-on-one to help coach them. And there are a few different kinds of ways to approach, you know, developing a vision. And so I'll throw a couple of them out there because we're all, you know, unique people, and some people are more visual, some people like to hear things. And so I feel like it's important to kind of incorporate a couple things that really speak to that person. But some really basic things that apply to everybody are to start thinking about some vision starter questions. Sometimes, you know, it helps to just get you out of the blocks to have some questions to think about, to be able to break it down a little bit. And so some of the things that I ask my group are, you know, what is important to you? And think about what would you like your perfect day to be like now, and think about some of those intangibles. What kind of income do you want to have? You know, think about it on a monthly basis, on an annual basis, you know, 5 years out. You know, what kind of financial situation do you want to see yourself in? How, you know, what would you like your family life to look like? What kind of life do you want your kids to have? And then getting into some more specific business types of things, like what kind of Shaklee business person do I want to be? You know, who do I want to be when I'm doing my business? And how do I want customers and other sales leaders to interact with me and connect with me? So, you know, put a little reflection into what kind of person do I want to be while I'm going through this? And so those are really important questions that my team bounces around a lot, and some people like to write them down, journal them. Some people like to write them into a story of my perfect day, like you know, if this was something you wanted to do, Matt, you could title your, you know, get out a piece of notebook paper, your laptop, and say, "A Day in the Life of Matt Paddock," and you'll be very detailed about it. When you wake up in the morning, how do you want it to be, you know? Do you want to have an alarm clock, or do you want to be able to just wake up, you know, when your body wakes you up? Or, well, in your situation, your baby will probably wake you up, but, you know, how do you want your day to start? And then as you're going through the day, you know, what would your perfect ideal day be like? You know, what kind of balance of personal time and work time and family time, you know, do you want to have in there? You know, exercise time, what, you know, how is it made up? And just really put that out there as a vision of a perfect day. Some people in my group have just found that that's a really powerful activity to go through to see themselves in, you know, in this vision and make it really real. You know, not, you know, just it brings it really home when you can identify yourself what you'd like it to be like. Now, not everybody's a writer, so not everybody likes to do that exercise. For me, I'm a more visual person, and I love having dream boards and goal boards. And if I could share with you one specific example of something that I did when I was first starting my business that was really powerful for me to connect with a vision. And so is it okay if I tell that story, Matt?
Please do.
Okay, well, you know I'm a water skier, and that's my favorite sport in the world to do. So when I started my business many years ago, one of my big tangible goals was to buy a ski boat, because that was something that just didn't fit into our family budget with about me having a business. So that was one of my, you know, first concrete goals. And so what I did on my dream board is I put up a photo of my family and my husband and my three kids. They were really little at the time. The boys, my twins were just babies, and my daughter was a toddler. And we were on a friend's boat, so I put up that photo of us on my goal board. I also put up a photo of a really cool inboard ski boat that I wanted to buy, and I put that one up too. And then I also found this really neat poster that was this beautiful, beautiful lake, and this great slalom skier was being pulled behind this really cool ski boat, and they were carving out a really beautiful arc while they were skiing. And I put that poster up on the back side of the door that goes out of the house, you know, into the garage, the door I use all the time. So I've had these images around me, you know, wherever I looked, of what I wanted to happen, you know, of this ski boat. And you know, within a pretty good amount of time, I was able to achieve that, you know, save up the money and be able to buy that for our family. And, gosh, it's been at least 13 or 12 years now, I guess, since we've had that. And, you know, and that's just one example of a way that, you know, I took something that I wanted and I didn't know how I was going to get there. I really didn't focus so much on how and knowing all the nitty-gritty details of that. It was more for me planting this vision and this image of what I wanted to have happen. That was the most powerful part for me. And you know, then as it turned out, it's, I don't want to sound, you know, like that's the most important thing in life to me is to be able to go water skiing. Cause it's not. I mean, I love it, but, you know, there are bigger things. Yeah, but it's close. But, you know, what it has meant for my family then while my kids are growing up, I mean, now they're all teenagers, older teens. The boys are 15 and my daughter's 17. And, you know, I just think of the countless fun family hours and quality time that we've had out on the water because we've had this, you know, this boat.
Yeah. The boat means more than a boat. The boat means time.
Oh, yeah.
The boat means quality.
It means family time. I mean, it means fun family time. We have so many awesome memories of being together on that. And I don't want to minimize the importance of making the plan to reach that goal. I mean, because that is that is a very important piece, and that's a whole other topic for a whole other call. But, you know, if I hadn't had that vision so strongly planted, I don't know if a plan would have worked. Well, you know, so it was just so important that I set the stage for that.
Well, as Gary Burke, you know, beautifully calls it, you know, our strength of vision and our clarity of thought, and having it in a location where you see it consistently, having it be something that you dearly, you know, is close to you. The one thing that we encourage a lot, and which you did for yourself, is how real is it to you? You know, is it something you've experienced before? Have you driven it before? Did you pick out the color? Did you shop a little bit on eBay? Did you know how much it was going to cost you? You know, so that it became more real to you. Because if it's not, if it's just like, God, that'd be cool to have a ski boat someday. I haven't ever water skied before, and I haven't even really been in a boat, but I'd like to have, that'd be cool. And then you just put the picture on your board, or you put it somewhere, and it just stays there. You know, you won't have the hunger inside you, you know? And again, it doesn't have to be a ski boat. It could be your credit card bill. I don't want that. I don't want some debt. I want to be able to send my kids to such and such school. I don't want to be in this situation. It's amazing what your dreams can be. You know, they can be positively motivated or negatively motivated. You know, and equally just in either way. So I think, Laura, you create a great picture in how real that was to you, and that everyone on the call tonight, if they want to keep moving their business forward, and most importantly, if they want to create an opportunity for somebody else, it isn't through Shackley, it isn't through True Infinity, it isn't through any of our awesome products, but it really comes down to the need and want, and the fact that we have an amazing company with amazing products and amazing compensation, I always say is icing on the cake, you know. And so very, very, very well said. I also think, Laura, before we move to our next point, maybe you can just chat on this for a second, is we always have to be working on this. You can't just take a picture and put it up, you know. For me, man, my dreams and wants, they really change a lot over time. You know, it went from a Jeep and an airplane to diapers and an educational fund, you know, or I want to pay my house off sooner. Or it's amazing how those things change, and you have to put yourself in a growth mode, you know, to always be in a position where you're working on you and giving yourself an opportunity to think about, I don't want that. Maybe you all of a sudden got to a point where you're like, if you lived in Florida, I hate snakes and alligators. I don't want to ski anymore. maybe I don't want to vote, you know, but allowing yourself to have the chance to do that. Do you find yourself and your team in that case as well, allowing this to be an evolving process?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was, and the word that was in my mind, on the tip of my tongue, was to say that this is evolving, and as our lives change and we grow and our families grow, you know, our reasons can change, and that's just a very normal, natural thing to happen. So it is critical that we revisit our visions and you know, reframe it over time. And one thing that I like to do about once a year is to take out a piece of paper and write my 20 reasons why. And this is something I really encourage my team to do as well. You know, when they're brand new in the business, it's a great little exercise to go through. And then even as we stay in the business, it's just a way to get a fresh look, you know, on a regular basis at why am I doing this? And just, you know, and write them down, you know. And for me, a lot of my reasons are helping people, really giving other people the opportunity, giving the other people a chance to, you know, create a safe home for their families, create healthy families, you know, be able to save for college, be able to save for retirement, and those kinds of things. And I think it's also a good place to be able to, you know, open up your mind to dream more about other things that may have, you know, desires that may have kind of been popping up inside of you, you know, be able to put them down. And they can be really simple things too. I mean, maybe you have the goal to lose 10 pounds or to, you know, get in better shape and want to start a new exercise routine, or maybe want to be able to give a certain amount of, you know, of money to charity on a regular basis. It's, you know, it can be really anything that we dream of as far as why we're in this. And one of my favorite things is just, I mean, it's really a little thing, but I love to have fresh flowers in the house. And it costs money to buy those flowers. And I just love knowing that, you know, I can have the income that I can keep a vase of fresh flowers on my kitchen table all the time. And, you know, and if I wasn't working, I might not be able to afford that. And, you know, so that's something that just remains important to me. But that is totally important that we keep revisiting this over time, because our needs do change and desires change.
I just picked dandelions. I just put those.
Oh, yeah? Well, that would work. Well, especially when your kids bring you a bouquet of dandelions.
Exactly.
Then it's especially meaningful.
Well, you know, I think that's a great exercise. And anyone that hasn't done it, I've circled it. Man, I've got that thing circled about 4 times. 20 reasons why. I think that would be a great thing to do tonight after you get off the call or get with your team to go through that. We're going to do it. You know, we're going to do that after the call. I think that's a great one to do. Now, in that, I think this is the big kicker, and this is kind of the direction that we'll go to kind of close. My team hears this all the time, especially lately, and I think I kind of alluded to it when I said that, you know, Shackley doesn't have a lot of the pressures that forces us to do something, and the force be with you, the force in ourselves is a sense of urgency, a sense of urgency to do something, to make that happen. So I don't always think it's what you want, and then maybe this is the strength part, what Gary's talking about, the strength of vision. It's how bad do you want it or don't want it? Because, you know, sometimes we look down and we can see our toes, so it's still okay. I don't need to get in shape today. You know, I can still tie my shoes, you know. And some of us, for financially, I haven't missed a meal yet, you know, and it's sometimes maybe when you miss a meal or when someone comes knocking on your door to pay a bill that maybe would draw you to a sense of urgency. I know for Rick Seymour tells a fantastic story that he actually told on this call, and I love telling it all the time, about how cold are you at night. You know, some people get up and get that blanket right away to get warm, and some people wait till they get up in the morning, and there's really no difference between the two, he says. He says the similarity lies that we'll all get up and get the blanket when we're cold enough. And, mm-hmm. and the story that I kind of want you to allude to is one that really kind of drove Megan and I to build our business, and it's happened to us. We've been very, very fortunate to be in this situation, but we never know when life's going to get in the way. If you work manual labor and you can't work manual labor anymore, you can't get paid. You don't know maybe when life would prevent you from being able to do your job or from your spouse or from your kids having a challenge or, you know, those needs and those wants. And your upline, Laura, is a huge inspiration to us and the whole Shackley family in Margaret Trost, and has a fantastic Shackley story. And I wonder if you could allude to that just for a couple of minutes. And what does that mean to you? And how do you think the people on this call can allow for that to drive them forward?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'd love to share a little bit about Margaret for the people on the call who aren't familiar with her, and because her story is really very important. Margaret was the woman that I met that introduced me to Shackley. It's been 17 years now since she told me about Shackley. And for the moms and dads out there, you might like this part. We were in Lamaze class together, and we became friends. And then we ended up having our babies on the same day in birthing rooms next to each other at the hospital in Madison, and we were just destined to become very close. So anyways, that was how I met Margaret. And at that time, you know, we were at very similar stages in life where we're, you know, similar ages, and we had just both had our first babies, and life was great. And then we both started developing our Shackley businesses. She had a really huge shock that happened 5 years later that nobody could have anticipated. Her husband just suddenly died without any notice, any warning. We were actually together that evening, our families. We were hanging out. We were celebrating a Shackley achievement that Dave and I had just reached, and we were hanging out, having Chinese food and a wonderful night, and it ended very tragically with Rich having a very unusual, severe asthma attack of unknown origin, and that caused his heart to stop. So it was a real horrible, you know, event that happened. And I only tell everyone this so that you have the background if you're not familiar with Margaret's story. So if we look at what happened with her and how she suddenly lost her husband, she had a 5-year-old son. At that point, Shackley was her sole source of income. Her husband had been self-employed, and the minute he passed on, his income ended. There was no residual income, there was no pension plan, no savings. So when he was gone, she was completely responsible for supporting herself and her son. And the blessing in it is that she had already developed a very strong Shackley business over the previous 5 years. And she was at a really comfortable point financially. And so Shackley, you know, was her lifeboat. She had no way of knowing that life was going to throw this curveball at her and she was going to suddenly be a single mom, you know, with no other source of income. And fortunately, she had her Shackley business, and we just had this incredible team of mostly moms working together at that point in time. And she really needed to take some time off to grieve and regroup. And we were more than happy to you know, fill in and just kind of keep things going strong. And actually, as an organization, we had a lot of growth the next year after Rich died, even though Margaret really needed to take time off that year and not work much. But that was a living example of the power of leverage, how she really leveraged her time. She had taught our team, and then when she needed to step back and be able to take care of herself and her son, the team was there for, you know, for her. Her income went up, and she had that stability, and she just never had to worry then about money. She could just focus on dealing with her grief and how she was going to move on from there and make a life for herself and her son. And it has been 12 years now since that time. So fast forward, and many of you are familiar with Margaret's name and how she has been a very strong leader in the field for all these years, and her heart led her to another direction as well. When she was dealing with the aftermath of Rich dying, she visited Haiti, and she found a real connection with the people of Haiti and just felt her heart totally open up to wanting to help the children there have enough food to eat. And so she started a nonprofit organization called What If, the What If Foundation, to feed impoverished children in Haiti and also educate them. And What If has turned into a really vital organization that has helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Haiti since then. She actually was just there this past week visiting, and Shackley, again, you know, has just been the vehicle that allowed her to have the financial freedom and the time freedom to be able to pursue that passion and really help, you know, help create this foundation and help so many other people in the world. So I hope that in my couple minutes explaining her story, I hope I was able to touch on a lot of the important points of her story, and that I respectfully told that, and let you know that, you know, she is just such an inspiration to so many of us, as, you know, in so many ways. But, you know, when we think about it related to our Shackley businesses, just how important it is that she had this strong business that was, you know, under her belt, that she had when her life changed, and she didn't have to worry about that ever-present, you know, money thing that so often is one of the biggest stressors in people's lives. Mm. Is how am I going to pay my mortgage? You know, how am I going to buy enough food? How, you know, those are just very real concerns for so many people out there, and it was just really wonderful that her Shackley business made it so that she had that part of her life taken care of, and it's just really an inspiration. Matt, was there anything else that you'd to add about what inspired you?
I think it's the power of that story, and you tell it very, very well, and I know it's very personal to you, and I appreciate you taking the time to do it, is that I hope as everyone's listening, and I get goosebumps every time I hear it, is that we don't know what life has around the next corner. And it's not that we're looking for tragedy to happen. We don't, this isn't a gloom conversation. The next turn around the corner could be the opportunity of expansion. It could be to have kids or to graduate from college. I don't know what that may be. But in hearing a story like Margaret's, in hearing a story of someone's challenges and hearing and knowing, you know, what it costs to go to college and knowing what it costs to have a family and to do those things or to get out of debt, what would allow you to, quote-unquote, maybe develop a sense, I don't know how to say this the right way, to create a false sense of urgency, you know, because it may not be urgent today, but it definitely could be urgent tomorrow, to allow you so that the next 90 days can be drastically different than your last 90 days. Whether, you know, Laura touched on exercise, you know, getting in better shape, financially, having a safer home, it can completely change just like that. It takes some effort, but it can change. Your next year could be drastically different than your last, than the year just passed. Your next 5 years, you can create wealth for yourself compared to the lack that you haven't had in the last 5 years. And I think in hearing Laura's relationship with Margaret and knowing what she's been able to do with her Shackley business, the people that she's been able to impact, I think it's the sincere power of her story is really what can drive a lot of us to build our businesses, but most importantly, to have conversations with other people. You know, I have friends mm-hmm. that do really well. They're dentists, but if they don't clean, if they don't work on teeth, if something happened to them physically, the dollars aren't coming in. Mm-hmm. And we can have conversations socially with people, not to get them all freaked out and worried, but to create a gift, to create a solution, just like Margaret had, just like Laura has, just like Megan and I have, just like a lot of our wonderful Shackley family has, to have that safety net, to have that security, to have that supplemental income, whether it's a plan B or a plan A. And Laura, I think you touched on it really well. We're coming to the end of our call, but if you could, just for a second, I'm going to give it up to you to set up for our close. What would you do this week if you were new and you were just coming in as a fast-track business builder? Well, how would you take this call and implement it into your week to build your week? I know you talked about maybe your 20 reasons why, but what are some things that you might do as action steps this week and utilizing this call to build your business?
Okay. Well, I would definitely, you know, take a few minutes to be thinking about my reasons why, and then I would next think about, okay, well, how am I going to put this into action? Because we can't only dream about it. We do have to put the pedal to the metal, is that the expression, to get things going as well. So I would get out a piece of paper and make a list of the people who I'm thinking about. You know, people who are coming to mind who I want to tell Shackley about and share the story with and see what possibilities it would have for them. And, get on the phone, get on email, make some appointments, and get moving to meet with people. I mean, it's really all about touching people, and we do that by connecting, by getting together with them, you know, whether it be on the phone, in person, inviting them to a call, but reaching out and inviting them and letting them see how can Shackley fit into their lives, how can their lives be improved, you know, and do they have the desire to help other people improve what, you know, what can happen in their lives, what potential they have, and open it up to them and just really get out there and share the gift that we have.
Yeah, that's powerful, and I love how you jumped right into what we want to, let's go out and do something. Let's put this mm-hmm. to action. A guy that I really look up to is a financial guru, is a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey. Megan and I are, you know, in deep with his Financial Peace University class. And Dave says, one of his great quotes is, if you live like no one else, someday you'll be able to live like no one else. And what I mean by that is getting on this call tonight. There's not a lot of people that are, you know, in a learning environment, you know, at 7 o'clock at night on a Monday night. You know, some people are, you know, hanging out, you know, watching TV or doing a social engagement. You know, on a Saturday morning, training morning, a lot of people are doing we're trying to build our business. You know, if you live like no one else, if you're willing to go out and share this great gift with other people, if you're willing to make a difference, if you're willing to plug in, if you're willing to make the time and the effort to build our businesses, it definitely can happen. So, Laura, fantastic call tonight. Thank you so much. I had an absolute blast with you. I want to thank you for hanging out with me.
Oh, you're welcome. This was a lot of fun, and I just wish the best to everybody. So, all right.
We'll look forward to seeing everybody in Anaheim, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Have a great week, everybody.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope it was a great week. Again, want to encourage you to get together with your team, talk about what Laura and I chatted about tonight, and see what it can make a difference in your business. Again, don't just talk about it tonight. Talk about it every week, whether it's a quote you want to put up on a mirror or a boat that you want to put up on the door so you see it when you're coming out. Make it very, very real to you. Do this on a consistent basis. Change those habits. Build your business, and ultimately we'll have some awesome success. So you guys have a great Shackley week, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The Fast Track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.